Father, I just prayed I'd flow in the Holy Spirit today. Just put me on like an oven mitten and just serve something hot off the stove that's palatable for your people, that nourishes our souls, and encourages us, Father, to be more like you. And you'd be glorified with all of that. And the saints said, amen. Amen. Pastor Jody killed it last week. She took my notes and she made them better, you know. I heard she picked on me a little bit with my emojis. I'll have to talk with her when I see her, you know. But I want to kind of pick up where y'all left off. She's like, Pastor, I didn't get like halfway through your notes. She printed them out. She goes, there are 17 pages of notes. I said, that's why I don't print them out. Use my tablet. But I don't know if you guys grew up in the era of big fights. Like, I grew up in an era of big fights. They would promote fights. Fights were promoted, right? I got a picture of a promotional fight. Right here, this one. Muhammad Ali, yeah. Joe Frazier. Yeah, and there was like a big thing. And people were always talking trash and getting in each other's face, provoking each other to fight before the fight. I want to submit today that a lot of our next part of our two series in Deep Root Season 3 is going to be about God provoking a fight. But it doesn't look so much like this. It looks more like this next picture. I think I got another picture up there. Picture? Good? No. There it is. Yeah, it's more like that. That's more like God up there. There's Pharaoh. You know, God, Pharaoh. It's more like that kind of look. Last week, Pastor Judy was supposed to talk about the people. So the people. The people. Today, we're going to sprinkle a little Pharaoh. We'll sprinkle a little Pharaoh in. God begins to escalate the fight with Pharaoh. He starts poking at stuff in Pharaoh's life. Pharaoh, look at your neighbor. See, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. So I'm not Pharaoh. We'll see. I got a slide. Let's put that slide up. Do not be a Pharaoh. Do not be the self-appointed ruler of your life. Do not be the self-appointed ruler of your life. How many times you make decisions, don't raise your hand because I want you to be embarrassed. You made decisions without consulting God first about stuff. Anything from, that girl looks pretty, go talk to her. Did God say so? I should buy that truck. I should do that job. I should paint it, cut this color. I should buy it, right? Come on. How many times are you the Pharaoh of your life? So let it be written, so let it be done. You know, because self-rule often brings plagues of consequences. Self-rule often brings plagues of consequences. I got another slide. I'm full of slides today. There are consequences to not doing it God's way. And I've got a picture of what that looks like. Some of us recognize these faces. Yeah. Ever not do something God's way and it looked like that? I should have prayed first before I got myself signed up for this committee. Or how about, oh no, I didn't even ask God and here I am, right? Or like, I heard him, but I didn't do it. And it made me sick. Anybody relate to those emojis? Yeah, it's true. Now, if you all want to tell your stories, I recommend take each other out to lunch and tell each other all the dumb things that you did that God had to teach you. It's valuable. It's very valuable. Say deep roots. It's about the deep roots relationship with God that the church has. So let's start off in Exodus 6, 11 through 13. That's where Pastor Jody left off. Exodus 6, 11 through 13. Go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt. First of all, God's saying this is more like a king of Egypt. Go tell him. He's all important. He's the king of Egypt. Yeah, go tell him this, you know. Go tell him to let the children of Israel go out of his land. But Moses said to the Lord, look, my own people. So my own people. He said, go tell Pharaoh, but look, my own people are not listening. Ever have your own people not listen to you? Come on, if you're a parent, you got to have raise your hand. Like, come on, my people. I told you don't clean up this room. You're not going to get ice cream. I told you. Right? You're not even listening. He said, I'm going to go tell Pharaoh, but my own people, say, I'm the people. My own people won't even listen to me. the Israelites have not listened to me. You know, it's almost always a listening problem with old cats. It's always a listening problem. We hear, it's a listening problem we got. Right? For I am unskilled and inept in speech. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a command. And gave them a command. And he gave them a command concerning the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Sometimes you get by with big help from God and a little help from your friends. Right? I'd sing it if I could today, you know. But you get sometimes you got to get by with big help from God and a little help from your friends. Now, say, hey, if any of you got help, be grateful of any kind. If any of you got help, be grateful, right? Be grateful and say, hey, don't be fussy. Praise God before you get the help. See, that's a lesson these people are having to learn. Say the people are having to learn these lessons. Now, if you're human, raise your hand. Excellent, excellent. Humans, listen, don't trip up on this next part of chapter 7. Let me give you a smidge of possible perspective. When God says things like, you shall be as God to Pharaoh, think more in terms of Moses as an ambassador, and he's got all the power of God's kingdom behind him, right? Also, a side note, maybe this is an Italian-American note, and we'll see what happens. But like when the Don sends a rep, you treat the rep like you do the Don. If God sends a rep, treat him like you would God. That gets the people in trouble a lot of times, right? Just saying. Or ponder this perspective, like as God. Think of yourself to a cockroach. Yes, you can crush it under your feet, or you can spare it, right? Doesn't make you God, but you're like God to the cockroach. I think we get that mixed up sometimes, right? Yeah. Exodus 7, 1 through 7. The Lord said to Moses, now hear this. I make you as God to Pharaoh to declare my will and purpose to him. And your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. Thank God for not sending me alone. Ever get sent to do a hard thing and God sent someone with you? Or you felt the backing and like, think of a time in your life like, I thank God so much he sent that. And I think sometimes we got to thank God more for our help that we do have. You know, it says, you shall speak all. You shall speak all that I command you. Say all. See, when God says stuff to us, we got to realize this. We got to speak all, not just the soft stuff. The church has gotten really good at speaking the soft stuff. Don't want to ruffle any feathers. Don't want to make culture mad. Sometimes we don't speak all the stuff, we just speak the soft stuff. And then the other side of the ditch, say, I'm the church. All we want to speak is the hard stuff. I just want to blast everybody. I'm blasting, blasting, blast the church, blast. No. Speak all the stuff, right? And here's a side note in the middle of all that I command. This is going to sting. I'll take a drink of water because I want you to really hear it. Because it is going to sting. Some of us need to get over not liking being commanded. Some of us need to get over not liking to be commanded. Some of us need to get over not liking to be commanded. Jesus said, not only are you commanded, you're dead. That's a tough one, isn't it? That's a problem with God's people. His own people don't want to do what he's commanded. But we want to tell Pharaoh where he's off. Right? And your brother Aaron shall tell Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go out of his land. And I will make Pharaoh's heart hard. Listen, this is going to be tough too. After God's done, Egypt's going to be ransacked. After God's done, Egypt is never, ever going to be the world power ever again. Check the history records. This isn't a story. This is in history. Egypt, from that moment on, was crushed and never fully recovered its power. And they left stripped of valuable stuff. God wasn't playing, right? Sometimes in your life, as the Pharaoh of your life, don't you wish you would have listened? Think of a time you go, man, I wish I would have listened. God was trying to get my attention, and I just didn't listen. He said, I'll make Pharaoh's heart hard, and I'll multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. God's about to do crazy things in the next episode. It's going to get crazy. But Pharaoh, say, don't be that guy. But Pharaoh will not listen. Human, listening's our problem, right? Not just Pharaoh's. And I shall lay my hand on Egypt. That's not good. That's not like, you know, I lay my hands on Andrew and pray a blessing on him. It's more like lay my hands on him like Mike Tyson. You know, I'm going to lay my hands on him, you know? And put some hands on him. He says, and I will bring out my hosts, my people, the children of Israel, of the land of Egypt, by great acts of judgment. By great acts of judgment. You know, this is uncomfortable, but judgment's real. It's uncomfortable. It's a real thing. Don't let cultural agenda fool you. Judgment's a real thing. Egypt, read history. Read your Bible. When God decides to say a thing to a nation, to a people, it's a done thing. And he's not harsh. He gave them time after time after time. Sent a messenger to talk. Please, let him go for just 3 days. And no. He said, all right, bro. I say, I got to put my hands on you. Judgment. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, the one God. And when I stretch out my hand on Egypt, I'll bring out all the children of Israel among them. And Moses and Aaron did so. Just as the Lord commanded them, so they did. So there's a separation here. What did they do? Exactly what he told them to. They did exactly what God told them to. Come on, give the obedience some big love right there, right? Especially when do you know anybody? Someone who's going through a hard time right now, but they're obeying God. Do you know anybody? I want you to text them right now. I'll give you 20 seconds. I want you to tell them, good job and how proud you are. I'm going to wait. I'm not playing. You don't know anybody that's doing well? I don't see anybody grabbing their phone. I'll tell you, I know a bunch of people who are doing well. I don't want to call them out, but Ed Henderson needs a text. I'll text you from stage if I have my phone. I'm proud of you because you're obedient during a hard season. Man, I'm proud of you for being obedient during a hard season, Jen. There's a text right up to you, Panda Bear. Come on. During hard seasons, you got to give people some love because when it's hard to be obedient, when it's easy. But when it's hard, we gotta give love to each other once in a while. And these guys did exactly as God said, right? They did exactly. God said it, they did it. But then the hard part, and that is, he said the hearts are going to be hard and the people are going to be despondent. So you're going to obey me, but it's going to seem like it's fruitless. Wow, I'm encouraged, God. Man, that sounds great. You know, I'd be a little discouraged. Lord, do I have to say it then? Did I tell you to? Yes, then that's what you have to do. Right? The people of God have a being commanded problem sometimes. We do. We're more American than we are Christian. Sometimes those aren't the same. Sometimes those aren't the same. Like, we have a God, ruler and reigner in our lives. Right? And he should be able to command us to do anything. Right? That's what we should do. If you have a command-taking problem in Egypt, hear this part. If you have a command-taking problem while you're in Egypt, you're going to have one in the desert too. And you're going to have one in the promised land. If you have a problem with God's commands in Egypt, wait till you get to the promised land. Because it's all run by his command. And so we think, well, when things are better, it'll be easier. No, if you don't obey him in your now, you're not going to obey him in your later. And he's looking at our nows right now. That's where he's at, right? God's commands, it's hard for us. And it's going to be really hard to live your new life in Christ if you can't let him be Lord of you. And that's the hardest process in the world. Man, it's hard. daily that's hard for me. Anybody else have a daily difficulty with it's challenge, right? Yeah. Now Moses was 80 years old and Aaron was 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. What? Didn't that trip you out a little bit? No matter your age, the fact is now is the time you have, so you get to obey them now. They're in an excuse. They started picking a fight with Pharaoh in their 80s. Like, what? Anybody in the 80s here? Raise your hand. Oh my gosh. See, how old are you? 83. Picking a fight like Aaron. Walking up to Pharaoh and say, God said. Get it. That's what I'm talking about. Please listen, young, old, rich, poor, blue collar, privileged, culture this or culture that, politician or Pharaoh. God is speaking now, and it'd be good for us to obey. He is speaking right now. He's in our now season like never before. God's wanting to do stuff, and he's asking us to be ready, be available, and be obedient. And it's not easy. It's time to activate your faith, right? Your God walk. Say, I'm the church now. I'm the church now. Exodus 7, 8 through 13. Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, when Pharaoh says to you, work a miracle to prove your authority, first of all, don't let that rub you wrong. You should have to prove yourself. This world is about too many false promises. People ain't proved themselves nowhere. Have a good track record in proving that God does speak to you. Right? That's not a problem. I have no problem, Pharaoh. Go prove it. No problem. Then you say to Aaron, take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh so that it may become a serpent. Here's a little coincidence. You know what the crown of Pharaoh's head has on it? Serpent. God was just messing around, you know. He said, yeah. It's one of the crests of actually Egypt. One of the crests of Egypt. So Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. You see a pattern growing here? This should be a theme for all men of God. All women of God. Obedience. Do as he commands. Right? Because doing it partway, remember he talked about doing all that I command? Doing it partway really isn't doing it at all. Right? Doing it partway, you know, Dr. Heidi said, Pastor Sean, can you clean the bathroom, make sure you get the toilet, and do the whole thing? Yeah, I got it. And she'll come home and say, hey, how'd it go today? Well, I got the front yard done. Looks beautiful. I made some sandwiches for you. And, you know, I dusted the fan blades. And if she says to me, did you do the bathroom? Nope. How often is that with God with us? But God, I did this and God, I did that. Yeah, I know you did, but I'm asking for this. I'm talking to you about that. And be like, I do a dip like this. You know, you can't work out, you know. That's how my granddaughter gets through a crowd trying to get to me. She just does this, you know. She swims through it. I've got to get to Papa, you know. Aaron threw down his staff before Pharaoh and his servants and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh called the wise men. See, Pharaoh's seen tricks before. Don't come in here with your weak sauce, boys. Don't come here with this weak old staff snake thing. His wise men skilled in magic and omens and sorcerers skilled in witchcraft. And they also, these magicians, did the same. Say, well, kinda. Well, kinda. They did the same with their secret arts and enchantments. For every man threw down their staff and it turned into a serpent. Oh, no. God's going to be so surprised. What's he going to do? He's being upstaged. I bet he's sweating it out. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. I was going to put a video up. I just didn't have time. You know, the original one where Moses throws it down in the Ten Commandments and it swallows them up. You know, I was going to put hungry hippos up. All of a sudden, you know, like we're doing the same trick. And could you imagine, like, he's taking our staffs. You know what staffs represent too? Authority. God said, I'm going to eat all your authority, all your sorcerers. You've been running this whole kingdom. I'm about to eat you alive. God's making a proclamation in that thing. Yeah, let me see what you got. I want your staffs. Why? Because I'm stripping you of power. I'm the one. You're going to know by the time I leave here, I am the Lord God, the only one, and my people are going to come out of here, and you're going to be so sad and ransacked for it, and it could have been easy if you would have just listened when I asked. Could have been easy. Yet Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord said. God's trying to get his attention. God tried to ask soft and simple. Right? Soft and simple. But sometimes we put our staffs, other things, our systems, even people that lead us well above God. And there are consequences to that. He alone will be God. God will get his way. Will you just do as he commands? Or do we choose the Pharaoh's, the hard knock life for us? Give me the hard way, you know? It's what I grew up on, the hard way. How'd that work out? How'd the hard way work out for you? Not well, right? Not well. It doesn't go well. Things are about to progress. Do you feel them? Do you feel it in the atmosphere? There's a progression coming. Like everyone's on pins and needles. Something's going to happen. We're just all waiting for it. Are you ready to let God's progress continue in your life? Let's get to it. God starts the pre-fight hype. You ready? Exodus 7. Am I doing? I'm doing good. Exodus 7, 14 through 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he's going out to the water and wait for him by the bank of the Nile. Now check it out. Imagine getting up in the morning. You know, you got to pee. You're hungry. You want to take a bath. You're the king. You get this private Nile thing. You're like, ah. And there's Moses waiting in your bathroom. Dude. Yeah, I want to get you first thing in the morning, bro. Get you first thing. God said. He says, you shall take your hand, the staff that was in your hand, the staff that was turned to a serpent, and you shall say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to you, saying, let my people go so that they may serve me in the wilderness. This is the last time I'm asking nice, bro. I'm extending you a courteous. I've been asking nice, right? And he says this, but behold, you have not listened until now. Egypt's culture is about to get whacked. The whole country, the whole area is built around the Nile. Do you realize the Nile is the center of life? It's the center of commerce in the world at that time. It was like the New York City of its era. It was LA, it was Paris, it was the place. It was the ruling nation. It was the bomb. The Nile represented the religious thing. They had hippopotamus gods and crocodile gods, and right. Yeah. It was a source of water and prosperity and health. Exodus 7, 17 through 18. Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know and recognize and acknowledge that I am the Lord. Look, with the staff in my hand, I will strike the water of the Nile. It will be turned to blood. And the fish in the Nile will die, and the Nile will become foul. And the Egyptians, I don't know if the Hebrews had this problem, but it says the Egyptians will not be able to drink water from the Nile. Say, uh-oh, uh-oh. Imagine that. Judgment comes upon Arizona, says there's no water. Oh, you're sweating right now. I'm not saying God's saying that. You're like, Pastor, what's he saying? I'm just making an analogy. Right? Exodus 7, 19 through 21. Then the Lord said to Moses, say, God speaks to individuals, right? Say to Aaron, take your staff and stretch it out over the waters of Egypt, over the rivers, over the streams, over the pools, and over all the reservoirs, so that they may become blood, and there shall be blood throughout the land of Egypt in the containers, both of wood and stone. Well, he said, even the stuff in their pots in their house, stuff that's been sealed up and protected, I'm going to touch it all. So Moses and Aaron, what'd they do? Did as the Lord commanded. See the theme? There's a theme here. Aaron lifted up his staff and struck the waters of the Nile in the sight of Pharaoh, in the sight of his servants, and all the water that was in the Nile was turned into blood. The fish of the Nile died, and the river became foul-smelling, and the Egyptians could not drink its water. and there was blood throughout the land of Egypt. Exodus 7:22. But the magicians of Egypt did the same by their secret arts and enchantments. There's going to come a point, you'll see a theme going, the world's always going to try and copy God to get you to think we can do what God can do. If that were the case, we wouldn't have natural disasters at all, would we? We wouldn't have divine healing at all, would we? But the world tries to copy God. You'll see this at some point in time. God keeps raising the stakes. He keeps, okay. And he's picking that fight. Okay, I gave you a chance, man. Oh, you did the same thing? Well, I'm going to eat your snakes. Or you did the same thing? Yeah. In every closed vessel, there's going to be blood for water. Right? So you're going to know it's really God when it's done. Egypt's going to go, it was God. We have to write it in our history books. We have no choice. It was God. God did this. So Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Then Pharaoh turned and went to his house, and he did not even take the divine sign to heart. How's that been in our life? Ever had that? We had a couple divine signs, and then before you know it, we're looking for more signs. And he's been asking us to activate the ones he's already told us, the things he's already asked of us. We're supposed to be the deliverers in this world. Each one of you are a Moses to this world. God's asked us to bring deliverance to this world. We got to get delivered first. We got so much Egypt sometimes stuck in our head. So much relying on our own self, we don't realize, man, I've been Pharaoh to me. I've been Pharaoh. I thought I was the stubborn people, but now I see sometimes I'm Pharaoh. And God's saying, look, I want to get that out of you. Why? Because there's a place I want to take you that's better than the place you're in. Don't be comfortable where you're at. There's a better place I want to take you to. But it's going to take obedience to do just as the Lord commands. Just as the Lord commands, right? It says, and the Pharaoh turned and went into his house. He ignored the divine sign. So all the Egyptians dug near the river for water to try and drink, but they could not drink the water of the Nile. 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the Nile. Sometimes hearts are so hard, so anti-God in his ways, that God's had to turn the heat up. Now, that was my case. I'm a thick-skulled guy. When I came to Jesus, I had to fall down a lot. Like he was trying to get my attention my whole life. And I went through a whole lot of hell I didn't have to go through if I would have just listened then. And every time he turned the heat up more, just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, it's got to get worse for this guy. Why? Because I got to get his attention. And he is stubborn. Anybody, Jake? Thank you. Just him and I. But we got that problem. You can examine the knots on our head that we didn't have to have. But thank God he kept giving me him. Thank God he kept turning the heat up in my life. Many times God has to turn to extremes sometimes with us. Can you remember a time when that was your life? You had to have an extreme circumstance to see him. I don't want to have to turn the heat up like that on my life anymore. I want to hear him whisper and go, okay, okay, okay. I'll do just as you command. I'll go to Pharaoh, I'll go to your people, I'll go to Walmart. You know, that's as hard as Egypt for me, you know. Hey, has God been talking to you this season? Maybe through someone else, even asking nicely. I don't know, maybe there's something in your life and someone's kind of pointed out and you don't like it. What are you pointing, picking on me for? Perfect. What do you got? Telling me. I'm sarcastic, you're sarcastic. Maybe God's been whispering to us all this season. He's been trying to get us someplace just by the ask. Don't be like Egypt. Don't be like Pharaoh. Don't be like the stubborn people. Not this season. Not this season, you guys. Don't learn the hard way this season. Don't learn the hard way. We the people, as Pharaohs, sometimes choose the hard way. I have some points to ponder, and then I want to pray for you. points to ponder till we meet again. Number one, choose his commands over Egypt's commands. Every time. When God says something and anyone else in the world, any culture in the world, anything in the world says different, stand with God. If you're not popular in it, stand with God. Do it kindly. Please do it kindly. But stand. Obey. I know that word makes us feel uncomfortable, like we're dogs. Obey. We take it out of the English language. Submit. Pick one. I don't know. Surrender. Die. They're all in there. Choose his commands over your own. You know how many things I want to do? And they're great things. Like fun, cool things that I think can improve the body of Christ greatly. But if I ran after them right now, I'd be in disobedience. I would be. I have things I want to do. You have things you want to do, and maybe God's inspiring you to do them this very season. But check with him. Check what he's commanding during this season. Don't make decisions like Pharaoh. Number three, choose God. I'm going to have you say this after me if you want to. And if you'd like prayer, if you have courage, I need prayer for this. I want to be obedient in this season. I don't want to waste it. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want it to be hard and the heat turned up. I'm going away on study break for a main reason is because I want to hear God for the next season, what I'm supposed to do for here and for my life. And to lead this church and the ministries I need to hear him. So I need to pull away because I need to drown out the rest of the world and try and get a hold of him for big things. Maybe that's you this season. Maybe there's something stirring in you and God just wants to release it. But he needs you to see what is him and what is not him. So maybe you need prayer for that. Say, I'm an individual. I am the church, and I will choose God's ways. And if you're that person, and that's your season, if you want to stand up at your seat right now, I'll pray for you. Because that's my season. I'm in that season. Father, I'm just going to ask you to do what only you can do. In my weakness, you are made so strong. You plus us is invincible. So, Lord, I pray by your Holy Spirit that you said you'd come, your Holy Spirit would come upon your church and empower us. Lord, the most empowering thing we need during this season is to be obedient. Empower us to hear you and obey like never before. Lord, that you can send us into Walmart for healing and for deliverance for people's lives. You can send us to hard places. You can send us to Pharaohs. You can send us to people in the church. You can send us. Lord, we're asking for a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit. Empower us to be as God to the world. Empower us, Father God, like never before. I pray every hand and every heart that's raised, Lord, this would be a mark in the sand, just like Egypt was forever changed. I pray today, small, this tiny service, we're a fraction of what we usually are. Lord God, the energy has been difficult, but Lord, I know that during this season, these people can change the world. You took 12 ignorant boneheads, and you did something that the world has never seen done. There's more than 12 here, Father. We're asking you to empower us to be just like you. Just like you. And if you're in agreement with me, say amen.